You know, we live in a world today that is defined and described by the daily headlines that we either see on the newspapers and see young people. There's this thing called a newspaper that used to be delivered to our front doors that had printing on it. In case you don't remember those days, you look at the computer now and you see, you know, online digital pages, but they still have headlines, don't they? And our world can be described by the headlines that we put forth in our print. If someone was to come to this earth for the first time and wanted to know, what do these people think? What are they like? What really is important here? And they begin to look at our headlines, they would get a pretty interesting view, wouldn't they? Because we put on our headlines that which seems to be all important to us. I wish I would have had the time to go back over all the famous headlines that we've had in years past that have come out on the newspapers and so forth, but you surely could remember some of them yourself as you think back, those headlines that took place about wars that might be taking place in the world. And we see them today, the latest skirmish that might be happening over in Israel. Hezbollah, the Palestinians, the Israelis, they're going at it again. Other headlines talk about corruption. We think about the investigations that are going on today in regards to Russian collusion in our elections and so on and so forth. Corruption, global corruption. And then, of course, when there's a nice, juicy scandal, we've got to have that on our headlines, don't we? Whether it's a political scandal, we just went through the long, arduous scandal regarding the potential scandal regarding our Supreme Court, our latest Supreme Court justice. And then if there's a catastrophe, we definitely want to be made aware of that. And that makes the headlines too. Hurricane this, hurricane that, floodwaters, hundreds have died, property damage. And then we seem to have a penchant for headlines that have something to do with fame. Some famous people that we place a lot of attention on and a lot of importance to. People that we want to find out what they're wearing this year. We want to find out where they've gone on their vacation. And somehow by focusing on these kind of headlines, it makes our lives not seem so tiny and insignificant and petty by comparison. Headlines about fortune and fame. Who's won the latest lottery ticket? Who pulled the winning number? Or the Dow plunged 400 points this afternoon. These are the headlines and many, many more like them that describe who we are and what we think as people. And if you dig deep enough, you find out that we have a penchant for the terrible, the horrible, the negative, the inconsequential, the insignificant, when you really think about it. And it got me to think, in heaven's press room, what kind of headlines come out? What gets their juices flowing and what gets their attention? And as I read through Scripture, it seems to me that the things that ring true in heaven's headlines have really nothing to do with what's happening down here on this earth. For I tell you today, as Scripture just shared with us, there's a headline in heaven today. Trevor, Tyler, Kayla have stood for Christ. And there's rejoicing in heaven today. Because of that, that's a headline. There's lots of headlines that are probably were written in heaven in the past. Pentecost, 3,000 people accept Jesus Christ in one day. Headline, there's a prodigal son who's come home finally from a far country. Great party held. Headline, an Ethiopian eunuch on a small road by Gaza, baptized by the evangelist Philip. Headlines in heaven. And it tells us what God thinks is important. We as a people have a temptation to always be concerned and wondering about what other people think of us. It's part of the fall. It's part of who we are in this sinful world. We're concerned about what other people think about us. But you know, the Bible teaches me and reminds me that the only thing that matters is what God thinks of me. It really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of me, good or bad. What matters is what my Heavenly Father thinks about me. And my Heavenly Father tells me that there's joy in heaven. Joy in heaven whenever somebody turns his way. Joy in heaven. If you look at 1 Samuel, there's a story about Israel's desire for a king. We want a king who treat us like other nations, one that will give us some status and image and prestige. All the other nations around us have a king. We want a king, they said to Samuel. And Samuel went to God, and God said, give them a king. They're not rejecting you. He says, they're rejecting me. But give them a king. And a king was chosen, and his name was Saul, from the tribe of Benjamin. And the thing about Saul was is that he was a very impressive-looking man. The Bible says he was as handsome as any man in Israel, and he stood head and shoulders above anybody else. God picked a king like Israel wanted the first time. They wanted somebody who was going to be impressive, somebody who was going to look the part, somebody that they could parade around the other nations and get a little bit of street cred. We all know what happened with Saul. For Saul didn't live up to his billing, did he? For all of his impressive outward stature, Saul was found wanting inside. He did not have a heart that sought God. And so now God was going to pick a different king. And this time he was going to pick the king he wanted to pick. And he sent Samuel. He sent Samuel to the home of Jesse and had Jesse parade all his sons. And the first one that came was Eliab. And Samuel looked at this specimen of manhood and said, surely this is the one the Lord wants. And the Lord says, nuh-uh, let him go by. He's not the one. And it went on and on and on until finally all the sons were there. And Samuel says, are there no more? Well, we've got this little boy, the kid. He's out in the fields taking care of the sheep. You surely didn't mean for him to come in here, did you? Go get him. And David, the teenage boy, when he appeared before Samuel, God said, that's the man. That's the one. Anoint him, for he is after my own heart. And there we get that famous text where it says, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks upon the heart. Man's concerned about what he looks like and what other people think he looks like and what do people think about him. And our headlines reflect all of that, but God looks upon the heart, which is why God and heaven can be so excited that they saw three young people be baptized this morning. The world doesn't know anything about them. As far as the world is concerned, they almost don't exist. But they exist, and they're in the headline today in heaven. People, determine in your heart this morning, if you will, that there's only one person that you need to be concerned about as to how they feel about you and think about you. And that is your Heavenly Father. And the word on the street is he loves sinners. He loves them. And he thinks very highly of you because you're made in his image.